T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
All right, let's talk a little NBA hoops, shall we? With host reporter for ESPN's NBA coverage, gracious enough to join us this afternoon, Cassidy Hubberth joining us now. Good afternoon. How are you, Cassidy?
I'm good, Will. Nice to be with you. No offense, but even better to be with my girl, AJ. Love you to death, AJ. And I'm excited to be with you guys.
I love you too. You're the best, Cass. You were one of the first NBA reporters that really took me under their wing when I started here in Portland. So I'm super excited to talk some hoops with you, because here in Portland, obviously, we've been looking very closely at this MVP race. Damian Lillard having another one of those years where it just seems like he's getting all the love locally and nationally, still kind of flying under the radar. So for you, you've got the bird's eye view there at ESPN. So as you watch this season that Damian Lillard and the Blazers are having, where do you think he stacks up in this MVP race?
So look, I'm a voter, I tell you, I often develop an eye twitch as the deadline approaches. You know, it really, especially MVP, I had a really hard time last year with Giannis and LeBron. But look, MVP means different things to different people. You know, the narrative on the surface shouldn't matter, but who are we kidding? It does. And then when it comes to Dame's narrative, you just kind of summed it up there, but he's a perpetual underdog superstar who somehow like everyone respects yet disrespects at the same time, as far as the attention he gets, even though I think he has more commercials than any NBA player out there, but yet you still feel like he's the underdog. I mean, he said it himself in the post game to the Inside guys, but you know, he's kept these Blazers afloat despite, you know, significant number of injuries. I don't need to tell you guys that. He's the most clutch player in the league, the NBA second leading scorer. Now that Lillard has, you know, McCollum and Nurkic back in the lineup, he's essentially operating on a level playing field with Jokic, who, you know, the Nuggets have been like one of the most healthy teams in a season where everyone is, you know, health has taken on a whole new meaning as far as basketball is concerned. Jokic is right now the betting favorite, but I think the biggest competition for Dame is out East. Joel Embiid was, you know, far and away my runaway favorite before the injury. And the Sixers are still in first place. And given how tight this race is, I think team record is going to play into the final MVP decision. James Harden has the narrative working against him, given what happened with the Rockets. But when you just watch him play for a game, you kind of forget all of that. We'll see how that, you know, gets into people's minds when they start voting. And Giannis may have voter fatigue, but his game this season certainly isn't tired. Like, his numbers are just as good as his historic season last year. So, you know, I don't think it's going to be easy for Dame to just point out, you know, what he did when this team was banged up. This season is too weird, and there are too many variables for that to matter as much, if that makes any sense, Will and AJ.
You know, when we look at this, the NBA and the West as a whole, I mean, we knew the Lakers and we knew the Clippers were going to be near the top of the standings. I think at the top, it is a little bit surprising when you see Utah and Phoenix. They haven't moved. We thought that maybe they'd come back down to earth in the second half of the season. How surprised are you to see those two franchises really having the stranglehold at the top of the standings out west?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's another thing. I mean, Utah's also been pretty healthy. I think it's like you always say, the, you know, best ability is availability. Yep. You know, I think that's played into it a little bit, like as far as the top of the standings, given the injuries to Anthony Davis and LeBron James, and even with the Clippers a little bit. I mean, they've been a little funky, you know, with Paul George's toe injury and Serge Ibaka being out, and Patrick Beverley, like they're having some chemistry issues. So as far as like how surprised I am about the Jazz, I mean, when you watch the Jazz play, you're like, oh, okay, this looks like a team that, like, you know, is consistent, knows how to score, can play on both ends, like in a season where everyone's just a mess, both physically and mentally, and talking to a lot of players, like a team like that come in and whoop you. And then, you know, that's what we've been seeing. The Suns, that's just good coaching and good leadership. And you having and having a rising star under the wings of Chris Paul. Like, it's, you know, I love watching Chris Paul continue to, like, just prove what a great leader he is. You know, especially since he kind of gotten a bad rap of just being someone who, you know, got under people's skin. But I think he, you know, what he did with OKC last year, and now what he's doing with the Suns this year, especially, you know, helping develop their two young stars. I it's a great storyline. We'll see, though. The West is a very interesting, you know, game of who's going to survive, the game of attrition, I guess, because it's just is there's so much talent, and, you know, the playoffs are just a different beast. And I just think all eyes are going to be on the Lakers. That like, I know it probably doesn't, you guys don't want to hear that in Portland, but, you know, the West, unfortunately, revolves around, you know, the Lakers, LeBron James, like that's been the story. As far as from the national perspective, but I think everybody rolling their eyes like, oh, of course, ESPN saying something about LeBron, but you know, in the back of your heads, it comes down to LeBron too.
It certainly does. And when you look at the West, it's so hard to figure out where these Blazers stack up, because they have had these up games, these off games. They haven't been healthy for half the season, but coming off of a game against Milwaukee where they got blown out on Friday night, there's a lot of concern here in Portland that, oh, you're good enough to beat the bad teams, but can you actually contend in the West? And they, you know, acquired Norman Powell at the trade deadline. The Nuggets, though, were the ones that sort of won the sweepstakes for Aaron Gordon. And so when you look at the Blazers, what they've done, do you feel like the moves they've made are enough to push them in the direction they need to go to advance themselves in the West?
Look, I mean, Norm Powell makes the Blazers better. I think Robert Covington is starting to, you know, figure stuff out. I know the Blazers really like Gary Trent Jr. Essentially, it just kind of moves them, I think, in a better position to strike now. Like, Powell's more in his prime, proven to be more of like a consistent contributor. We saw with the Raptors. And, you know, he has that long wingspan that can help defensively, which is, you know, let's be honest, like the Blazers have struggled a lot defensively, specifically this season. But, you know, look, the Blazers are getting healthy at the right time. Yeah. So, you know, we'll see if it's enough. But I agree. There is this narrative against the Blazers that they can't compete against the best. And it's not just a feeling, you know, this year, like what, they're 1-6 against the teams above them in the West. Right. And then, you know, back to the defensive woes, like they've been giving up big games to big stars. Like Steph put 62 on them, Giannis 47, Harden, Doncic like 44. This is going to be a big week, right? Clippers tomorrow. They came off that big performance yesterday against, I guess you can call them, the Lakers. And then the Jazz on Thursday. So it's a good litmus test this week. But look, I think them being kind of this, like stepping stones for the Warriors during their dynasty, I think is kind of held against them. And ultimately it's been the same star characters on the team for them, you know, and in a league where players are switching teams, garnering new attention every season, you know, AKA the Nets and the LA teams. It's just, I think, you know, it's not, you can't really get excited about it. You can't give them the benefit of the doubt until, you know, they show that they can beat the best. I mean, Dame is the realist in the game. Mm-hmm. I mean, that guy, like, there is nothing fake about that guy. He is as authentic as they come. And I think that's why he has that much, that the respect of so many players in the league. But, you know, that's just not enough to ride on as far as, you know, being a heavy hitter when it comes to being the top tier teams in the league.
Cassidy Hubbard is our guest, ESPN NBA host and reporter. Now, you mentioned when talking about Phoenix, how well they are coached. And Monty Williams is a guy that people in Portland absolutely love because of his time as an assistant here. When you look at Terry Stotts, like, we are so insulated, and all we think about is the Blazers, and the fan base is kind of obsessing over the Blazers from that 10,000 foot view that you look at the NBA at, with where you kind of see every team. What is the thought of Terry Stotts and the job he does here in Portland?
I mean, I think we listen to his players. Mm-hmm. And you know, Dame and CJ always are complimentary of Terry Stotts, but I think they're also true professionals. So, you know, I think that's how Terry Stotts is perceived. He's professional. I think really the storyline is there enough around Dame and CJ? I think this season defensively, they got to get better. I think that falls a lot on coaching, you know, especially if you find yourself in a lot of tight games against lesser talented teams, even if you end up winning that game, cause you have the most clutch player on your team.
Yeah.
But I don't really have an overall feeling on how, the national scene sees Terry Stotts, other than, you know, we see Terry Stotts as a pro who has, one of the best backcourts in the league and oftentimes argued to be the best backcourt in the league. So, you know, I guess at this point right now, the question of can they do more is on, not just on Dame and CJ, but on Terry Stotts.
Terry Stotts and Neil Olshey, I think, too. Those are the ones that everyone's
Neil's been active. Look,
he has been.
Neil's been active. Like, he was active in free agency. He was active trade deadline. Yes, he didn't get Aaron Gordon, but I mean, he's shown that he's not scared to make moves. But yeah, it falls on the whole franchise. Like, this is, you know, like it's a cute story of the underdog until like it comes to like, you know, is it enough for them to win a championship?
And that is the question. That is the question that we are waiting to have answered here in Portland. Thank you so much, Cassidy, for your time. I appreciate it. We appreciate it so much. Cassidy Hubbard from ESPN taking some time out of her very busy schedule to join us. We wish you the best on your games this week, and hopefully we can see each other courtside again someday soon.
It's coming. Around the corner.
It's coming. Yeah, stay safe until then.
I know it. All right, guys. I appreciate you guys having me on.
Thanks. Cassidy.